Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A whole lot of people aren't too happy with LA County right now.
The fact that two-thirds of registered voters would say it's headed in the wrong direction is definitely historical.
Santa Monica is telling Waymo that its charging hub is way too loud and annoying at night.
This place looks like a mini Las Vegas.
And do you know the backstory behind all those classic Thanksgiving meals? This food historian totally does.
The earliest recordings of Thanksgiving don't use the word turkey. It said they had fowls.
All this and more on today's LA Local for Wednesday, November 26th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I am Nate Ward, and once again, I'm your host for today. So let's get into what's going on the eve before Thanksgiving. We'll talk about Waymo finally getting told to stop torturing its neighbors with all its loud noises at night in Santa Monica, and why there's always cranberries at Thanksgiving for some reason. But first, most people think LA County is headed the wrong way and they want to see county government undergo major reform. That's the big takeaway from a new survey of voters by the Center for the Study of LA at Loyola Marymount University. Breanne Gilbert of LMU tells us the results are a big old thumbs down for the current system.
Two-thirds of the registered voters said that LA County was moving in the wrong direction, which was a huge change from what we've seen in years past. It used to be that it was over 50% said things were headed in the right direction. And then more recently, we've seen this downward trend. But the fact that two-thirds of registered voters would say it's headed in the wrong direction right now is definitely historical.
Ooh, boy. Two-thirds think LA County leadership is not doing the best job. The survey did find strong public support for plans to reform county government by expanding the number of supervisors from 5 to 9, introducing an independent ethics commission to oversee leaders, and electing a chief executive. Now that's an idea. Adding more politicians to fix a problem. That'll definitely do it. I mean, but hey, this is a really big county, so who knows? Maybe I'm being a little too harsh with my cynical sarcasm. So we'll see. Maybe we'll get more supervisors to supervise things, and it'll be a little bit better in LA County. I don't know. Time will tell. But the war over Waymo that's been heating up in Santa Monica may come to a resolution. Finally, tonight, people who live by Waymo's charging depot in the city have been complaining about the noise and harsh lighting it creates at night, just ruining their sleep. Our Pete Demetrio has the story.
The city had granted Waymo and an affiliated company the permit to operate 56 charging stations at two parking lots they bought on Broadway. But neighbors and apartment units surrounding the lots have complained for months about the noise of employees on site, the cars coming and going and charging 24/7. Nancy Taylor says sleeping at night has become very difficult.
This place looks like a mini Las Vegas. The lights are blinking. When they get charged. So the backup lights and the headlights have to stay on when they're being charged. So there's this blinking effect that goes on all the time.
Last week, the Santa Monica City Council voted to notify Waymo it must cease operations between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. or face legal action. Waymo insists state law prohibits cities from imposing restrictions on vehicle charging facilities, and the city's original approval included overnight use. It's not clear if the company will shut down overnight operations beginning tonight.
Ah, man, there's nothing like getting a bad night's sleep over and over and over again. It'll make you go crazy. Hopefully these changes near that charging center will help people who live over there get some relief finally. And over in Altadena, it's been a day of giving. Habitat for Humanity is getting some help rebuilding a home destroyed by the Eaton Fire. Our Karen Adams reports.
Volunteers and L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger and her team got to work early, hammering in hurricane ties on the rafters inside the new home of Carol and Kenneth Wood, who stopped by and learned they could be in by Christmas.
We're holding our breath. It's exciting. It's exciting.
Her husband of more than 60 years says he never thought he'd be able to once again look out of his window and see the mountains.
You can imagine, though, when the fire came and one day and one night it was gone. But now, thanks to Habitat and people here, I'm going to sit on my front porch and look at these mountains. I think it would mean more to me than anybody else.
Supervisor Barger says there's a lot to be thankful for as more homes spring up in the fire zone.
This year, I think, is probably the most special for me because with the devastation that we've seen up here in Altadena, we're able to come together at Habitat for Humanity to help rebuild the Woods home.
And Habitat's work is far from over here in Altadena.
We want to build no less than 22 in the next 12 months.
Habitat's Brian Wong says their next rebuild gets underway next week up the street.
Okay, Supervisor Barger, maybe I'm sold. Maybe we need more county supervisors and the people who had their homes destroyed. We can maybe build them back a bit quicker with more hands on deck. I'm on board now. Cool. And I probably don't need to tell you this, but prices on goods, they continue to be high throughout the country, but Americans are planning on spending big this holiday season anyway. A new survey by PwC finds Americans on average say they are going to spend $770 on gifts. That's up from $721 in June. Mike Simpson talked about it with PwC's Ali Furman.
So you did some actual number crunching for this, but I feel like at least for me and for a lot of us, we always end up spending more than what we expect to spend.
Absolutely. Holiday season is the number one spending time of year. It's retail Super Bowl. So no different this year. Like you said, back in the summer, we surveyed 4,000 consumers across the U.S. They told us they were going to spend 5% less year over year. Fast forward to our more updated survey conducted at the end of October. We're now projecting 3 to 4% more in holiday spend year over year. So that's good news for retailers.
Yeah, it's a different story when it gets here, right? And you're like, oh, I got all this stuff to buy. I wonder, too, if people were worried like, okay, a recession's coming or what's going to happen. But it hasn't happened, quote unquote, yet. So they're thinking, okay, I'll worry about that kind of stuff. Once I get to January, I'm going to spend now.
Mike, that's exactly right. Back in the summer, the tariff environment in particular was way more uncertain, and consumers were bracing for increases to costs, right? Things that they buy for the holidays, apparel, electronics, home, you know, smart home items. But it turns out tariffs did not have a major impact on rising costs in those categories. Consumers took a deep breath, and we're seeing a pretty resilient consumer going into this holiday season. Spend has remained relatively flat for the last few months.
When do we shop? Because I started getting It's Black Friday emails like a week and a half ago. And then I know some people are going to actually wait till Black Friday. Some people are going to say, no, the deals aren't really good until Cyber Monday. At what point do they stop getting better?
Yeah. So holiday shopping deals did start earlier than ever this year. That had to do with retailers pulling forward inventory to try to mitigate tariffs. So there was way more holiday inventory on shelves earlier. We saw that with Halloween as well, if you recall the Summerween craze that went viral on social media. So in terms of when to shop, 29% of consumers have already spent their budget before Thanksgiving, but that leaves 64% of budgets unspent. We think at least 40% of consumers are going to spend between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. We're going to see really, really deep discounts on between that five-day frenzy, as we call it, probably deeper than we've seen in previous years. And that has to do with so much inventory being pulled forward more than in the past because of that tariff issue. So great time to shop between Black Friday, Cyber Monday. We do project that Cyber Monday will be the highest level of Cyber Monday spend on record, up about 4% from last year. And Cyber Monday will beat Black Friday in terms of spend by about 5%. And that has to do with it's, you know, look, online shopping, it's a much easier way to price compare for a very budget conscious, value oriented consumer.
There's a bunch of Gen Zers using the TikTok shop to get all their gifts. There's a bunch of baby boomers who still go to the stores, right? Because that's what we're used to. I have started prompting AI saying, I need something for somebody who likes these types of things, and I need it between $30 and $50.
You and so many others, over 50% of people are starting to use AI to search and discover products. And for a budget conscious consumer, AI can be your best friend this holiday season. People will do exactly what you're doing. AI can help you stay on budget. It can price compare for you. You can even upload images of the people you're buying gifts for to give AI a perspective on their style. And AI can make personalized recommendations, helping you stay on budget on what to buy those that you're gifting for.
I love that from Mike. He really knows how to work smarter, not harder. Asking AI what he should get people. You know, this gift didn't come from the heart. It came from the ChatGPT. Let's just enjoy the holidays, right? And do as little as possible. Let's just shop on our phones. Well, and speaking of the holidays, we've been doing a little thing around here called KNXmas.
The holiday season is here, and we're helping you make the most of it. This is KNXmas.
Ho, ho, ho! Yeah, so the traditional foods we love on Thanksgiving are not quite as authentic as you might think. As our KNXmas series rolls on, Brian Ping serves us the story of the traditional Turkey Day menu.
Don't you know anything about Thanksgiving dinners? Where's the mashed potatoes? Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
The Peanuts gang may have strong feelings about Thanksgiving, but they'd be surprised to learn that most popular Thanksgiving staples were not on the first harvest table back in 1621 or when Thanksgiving was declared a holiday in 1863. In fact, turkeys may not have even been eaten on Thanksgiving.
The earliest recordings of Thanksgiving don't use the word turkey. It said they had fowls. So that could have been turkeys, could have been ducks, could have been partridges, who knows?
That's Richard Foss, a food historian and member of the Culinary Historians of Southern California. He says of all the holiday comfort foods, this side is the only true Thanksgiving grub.
Cranberries are one of the only things that we absolutely are sure was going to have been used at that period and somewhere close to the way that we use them now, in the sense that they used to take cranberries. Since cranberries are very tart, they would mix it with something sweet, which in that era would have been most likely maple syrup, possibly honey if they had it.
And here's a fun fact about green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole was actually invented in the 1950s. It was from 1955 as part of a contest sponsored by Campbell's Soup, which is why it always contains mushroom soup. So, yes, that's a very new item. The Thanksgiving dinner has evolved in ways that people don't really think about.
Foss says Southern California's Latino community has shaken up traditional Thanksgiving flavors that originated on the East Coast.
The most Californian thing to have at any Thanksgiving is probably going to be tamales. Chicken tamales, which were a special thing for Christmas holidays, but once Thanksgiving came to California, they were done for that too. And more recently, particularly pineapple tamales are a Christmas specialty. But there are all kinds of different things in the Hispanic community that come together around the table. Everybody takes their turkey. Of course, turkey with mole sauce is fantastic.
Foss says no matter what your family food traditions are, he encourages people to add more meaning to a meal by learning how to make the original recipes to share with the ones you love.
I think that's what they mean by Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown.
Gosh, I'm getting hungry just listening to all that food history. And KNXmas is something we'll be doing pretty much all holiday season long. So keep tuning in and we'll give you cool little factoids and helpful info to get you through the holidays. So that's all we got for today's LA Local episode for Wednesday, November 26, 2025. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the entire inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Please tune in again next week for more episodes of LA Local. We are so thankful for you listening. Have a wonderful holiday weekend and peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.